Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ton of economic news to get to in this hour, but right now let's go to your calls. John in Pennsylvania wants to talk about troops and the economy. He's watching at prisonplanet.tv. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Alex. I took the red pill a couple months ago, and I'm a happy man.
God bless
well,
you.
Happy inside, but aware of too much, I think. All right. I'm a legionnaire. And American Legion magazine, coming in February, has an article, Not Made in America. Now, according to this, Military Times reports, although DOD is required to purchase clothing and shoes 100% made in America, they're coming from China. And I think that might be a big part of the problem why we have no money. Because nobody here is working, and we should be doing this, like in World War II, World War I. We have two representatives are leading an effort. Representative Michael Minchard, Democrat from Maine, and Duncan Hunter, Republican from California. And
absolutely. This is how wide open we are. Did you know the components for the B-2 bomber and missile systems for nuclear submarines are made in China and other areas? On record, most of the military hardware is made overseas now. It's just put together here. And this has been a long-term strategic plan where we give them worthless dollars, then they buy real infrastructure with it. This is how you get the U.S. conquered by communist China. The insiders went over there. They put Malin in 49, always had deals with him, always had deals with the communists in China, not so much Russia. That was early on, but the Russians doubled across the globalists for a while. They were just as bad. But the point is that, yes, I've seen the articles. In fact, guys, will you print me that? I meant to cover that a few weeks ago. Thank you. In fact, there's another one that the Army is, the Pentagon's pulling crosses out of chapels. Thank you. But the issue is that, think about it, worthless dollars go out, they still have value on the surface, then the Chinese use it to buy up infrastructure and ports. But then nobody can have a real job here unless there's select globalist companies that work with China. I mean, that's just an economic takeover plan.
You know, Nixon started all this when he went to China.
And that was the public, oh, we're going to be friends now. Isn't it incredible?
Yes, yes.
It had been a setup since 49 is my point.
Oh, Lord.
The U.S. hauled the bacon of the Chinese in World War II. So they did whatever they were told. And Chiang Kai-shek was like, hey, help me. And they said no. You know, the stories of them giving them firearms without the firing pin and stuff. And shells without the powder in them. That's all been declassified now. Our so-called government put Mao in, who then killed tens of millions of his own people. Greatest mass murderer in history. And you're absolutely on target. What you say is the key to the globalist takeover program. And you could see it all. And while we were worried about Russia the whole time, China was the one that was being set up for the takeover.
And now this gun thing comes up to steer our eyes away from everything else.
That's right. Very well said, John. Are people waking up over there at the VFW?
American Legion. Yeah.
American Legion, yeah.
Some are. I purchased one of your hats, so every time I go out of the house, I'm wearing InfoWars on my head. So people will stop and ask me what it is, and I've been trying to spread the word, Alex.
Well, God bless you. I can tell you love this country, and you love the ideas of it, and love the checks and balances that have made us wealthy and powerful. But with that came the decadence of the wealth, so now we're falling apart. And, yeah, the CFR every month brags that they're selling us out to China. Not the Chinese people, the Chinese government.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
I was trained in firearms. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
This video is up at InfoWars.com. We just posted it. Also, PrisonPlanet.com. And I found it over at DrudgeReport.com. It's Breitbart. Exclusive journalist accosted by security over Mayor Bloomberg gun control question. And it's a talk radio network senior investigative reporter, Jason Matera. And again, talk radio network's got over 1,000 affiliates. I mean, it's I don't know, 10 times bigger than CNN, 20 times. I mean, one of their hosts is. But, I mean, that's real media. And we're going to play this video after we go to some calls. An explosive exchange outside the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting in Washington, D.C. Security guards for billionaire New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg accosted senior talk radio network investigative reporter Jason Matera when he asked the mayor about his strong support for gun control. In the video, Bloomberg is seen surrounded by security. Matera approaches Bloomberg and asks, in the spirit of gun control, will you disarm your entire security team? See, that's what they always say. It discredits you to point out we have security. That's hoping you stop bringing it up. Of course it doesn't discredit us that they get waivers from their own gun control laws and have private security. That's what totally destroys them with the public. So they're like, that's why they freak out and rough him up. Bloomberg's reply, you, we'll get back to you. And this is coming out of the Washington, D.C. Mayor's Conference, and NYPD, out of their jurisdiction, boom. Do what gangsters do. Why can you defend yourself but not the majority of Americans? Matera asked as the mayor walks away. Look at the team of security you've got. And you're an advocate for gun control. So he's letting them walk away. You don't do that to Don Corleone. Boom. Security turns around. Cops out of their jurisdiction. Back. You're about to get it. And the video is incredible. That video, again, is coming up. We've just posted it at Infowars.com, so be sure and hit refresh there. The video then cuts to Matera walking further down the street when one of the men guarding Bloomberg, identified as Officer Stockman, NYPD, stops Matera and asks to see his photo ID. Matera complies before asking, is this standard procedure for the press? Wait. It's standard procedure to be questioned, members of the press. The officer reaches inside his jacket and grabs a pen, as if to write down the journalist's name. You're going to write it down now, asks Matera. Oh, no, sorry, says Officer Stockton. Video then cuts to the scene further down the street, where Officer Stockman, trailing Matera once again, can be heard saying, Mr. Matera, sir, do you have a date of birth? It's none of your business what my date of birth is. So, again, first they get the ID out of their jurisdiction. I told them no. Matera's... It's none of your business. Matera's January 18th on the street interview, done in conjunction with Talk Radio Networks, is not the first time Matera has received treatment for asking liberal politicians tough questions. And it just goes on there. In 2011, Vice President Joe Biden warned Matera, let's get it straight, guy. Don't screw around with me. When he confronted Biden about the use of a rape reference when discussing Republican opposition to Obama's jobs bill, the Washington Post covered that. And again, it's them all there basically grabbing on him and stuff. We'll go to some phone calls here. We got a bunch of other videos coming up as well. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Idaho. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you doing?
Good, brother. What's on your mind?
Well, number one, I want to thank you for all your hard work you did. And, you know, we all know we got screwed because we should have an American president in the White House. You know, I still look forward to President Paul as my leader. And the one thing that I would really like to see you do, Alex, is I'd like to have you inform all of these people out here how Obama is giving away everything of value in America to the flipping Chinese. You know, when I say the Chinese, Alex, let's go BK on those SOBs, because if we don't, buddy, gun up, because that's where we're going. I'm a veteran from Vietnam. I have stood on the mountain praying to God, and unfortunately, I have felt the winds of war again. I did not want to feel those again. I am darn near 60 years old, but I'm ready to die for the bringing back the Constitution that our forefathers died for. And I hope the rest of your listeners feel the same way I do. I know you woke me up in 2008, and I have probably brought more than 100 people or more awake to your message.
Well, great job, Tim. You know, in my first film made in 97, America Destroyed by Design, I show the CFR plans that are public to have the Chinese century. It doesn't mean the Chinese people. It means suicide nets and mass enslavement and forced organ harvesting. But the globalists went and made a deal. They put Mao in. They made the deal public in the 70s to have them have goods made so cheap nobody could compete in slave factories, you name it, to then leverage out business over here where only select globalists can do business with the Chinese factories through the Chinese Communist Party. And now the Chinese government's buying the roads, the oil, the infrastructure. They're coming back with the dollars that are worthless once they devalue the dollar, buying up everything. Okay, and it's also, again, about deindustrialization. It's an economic warfare operation. The Chinese people... China could collapse any time. So it's either it takes over, it knows that, in a big bubble, or it collapses. So the globalists are trying to prop it up. That's why they'll pay, you know, $22 billion to ship the biggest General Motors factories in the world to China. last year, starting 2 years ago, Cadillac and Volt and others, because that's the deal. That's the globalist investments. They all get the money off the top from that. So the Chinese people want freedom. They're good people on average, just like Americans are good people. You know, I talk about the British government being corrupt. I'm not bashing Brits. When I talk about the Israeli government being corrupt, I'm not bashing the general Israelis, or the average Iranian's a good person who wants freedom. It government tends to be bad throughout history. Founding fathers told us that. History shows that. You better keep government small. But this China issue, I mean, I remember military officers telling me 15 years ago the plan was to use Chinese soldiers here, and I'd be like, what? Now they're talking in FEMA documents like NLE09 about using foreign troops, using Chinese troops to disarm Americans. It's just insane. And the Chinese government says, take the Americans' guns. I appreciate your call, Tim. I mean, it's insane to have Newsweek come out last week and say, we need the communist Chinese to tell us what to do. We need Piers Morgan to tell us what to do in that article, Piers Pressure. And Alex Jones has to be dealt with. Let him prepare his flamethrower. We're preparing for him. And it's openly threatening. And the article is, it's good to have Piers Morgan, a foreigner, telling us what to do. America is done. Get used to being run by China. And the guy says it with pleasure. And again, people that say Israel runs everything, Israel lobby is a big manipulator in there. But, I mean, I've done my research. The China lobby and the Federal Reserve lobby, which is tied to Israel, is really at the top of the food chain. That very writer at Newsweek saying, basically, America's done and celebrating it, and celebrating, quote, our waning power. The guy basically wants to end Israel. I was reading his writings. He has a book out about it. It's just like, it's just crazy. I'm not even debating Israel, okay? Because that's a trap designed to be a trap. I'm not stepping into it. The point is, Newsweek gave this guy a whole section to run down Israel, and separately he's saying the Chinese need to take over. I mean, it's just crazy. And then Israel selling our secrets to China. My point in bringing that up is, where's the continuity in this? Where do all these globalists think they're going to go once we're turned over to the communist Chinese? I mean, just very bizarre. Very bizarre. It's mainly just open the gates, bring down our countries. I'll sell out to you, you know, to the Chinese. It's just like falling before the communist Chinese, just groveling to them. And he says it's good to get used to that. They admit they're getting us used to foreigners telling us what to do. It's like I wrote the article, but from a different perspective. He's admitting, hey, we're here to get you used to world government. And everything will be sacrificed for world government. The U.S., you name it. England. Let's jam in another call here. Doris in Tennessee, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey. I was listening to, I'm a real big fan, just like you. I liked John Kennedy. But I was listening to a 1961 speech you made at the UN where he called for global disarmament.
And yes, early on, this is a great point. He pushed through State Department Memorandum 7277. 7277, it's a little 40-something page manual, if memory serves. It's online. I've got original copies here in the office. It's actually in those Bernadine Smith big files. I don't know where we put those. But the point is, 7277 says, first all the individuals disarm, then the militaries disarm, except for paramilitary UN garrisons of SWAT teams in every city, and how they're going to disarm the police after they disarm us. And yeah, Kennedy kind of bought into all that till he found out what it was really about, then he pulled out of it. I mean, you know, people were really chumps back then. They didn't know all that we know. Go ahead.
That might be, you know, the good old boy club wasn't ready for that back then. AKA the New World Order. So that might have bought into some of the reasons why they assassinated him.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. There it is. Freedom from War, the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World, U.S. Department of State, Department of State Publication 7277, Disarmament Series 5, released September 1961, Office of Public Services, Bureau of Public Affairs. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Coming up, we got some videos and the audio we're going to air of some pretty amazing treason. Bloomberg goons grabbing reporters and taking stuff from them out of their jurisdiction. Totally illegal. Man, I tell you, I had Michael Moore's guys do that to me for no reason. Like 10 feet away with the camera. Hey, Michael, what about this? You know, why are you going after our guns? Boom, they're like elbowing me and stuff. So I just elbowed them back. I mean, I just can't handle it anymore. I just can't handle these people thinking they're royal and I'm their slave. All right, Doris, go ahead and start over with the point you were making. Go ahead.
Okay, the point I was making is I'd read a book called Accessories After the Fact, all the people that got killed after the assassination of John Kennedy. Then I went to listen to a speech he made in 1961 to the United Nations, and he talked about global disarmament. It sounded a whole lot like Obama. And
No, that's it. Yeah. But, I mean, Kennedy, the difference was Kennedy actually did do some good things. He got sold on it as a good idea, but a year later, he pulled out of all that. A year later, he understood it was a con game. He signed an order to abolish the Federal Reserve. I mean, he didn't want to give nukes to Israel. He did a lot of things that made the power structure very, very upset.
Okay. Now we have two people that represent us, Corker and Lamar Alexander, and I've noticed they've been getting really popular lately with the president. Corker's from Chattanooga. Chattanooga, Tennessee is the only place that's in a economic recovery around in that I see. And Alexander walked out with the president the day of the inauguration. I don't believe we'll ever have another honest election in my lifetime. And
Listen, that's why the fix is in. They've told Republicans, you vote for open borders, you vote for all of this, or you're never getting back into office. And that's why we're sold out. Senate group reaches immigration deal. And, folks, we're already bankrupt. Now they're going to bring in, they say, 11 million, it's more like 30, and just totally legalize the illegals and then let them legalize their families and let them get welfare. And, again, the goal isn't to actually empower people from Mexico. These people do contribute to the country. Well, there's really two different types of immigrants. There's the ones that come here and work, and there's those that come here from Mexico and just get on welfare and become gangsters. And that seems to be the kind our government wants. And it's just despicable. God bless you, ma'am. Good to hear from you. Tona in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I started listening last year. I actually was talking to my brother recently, and I was telling him about what was happening, about like the Federal Reserve and like how they're taking the guns and everything. And he didn't really believe me at first. Until he started talking to a Marine from YouTube. This Marine was talking about what the same things you're talking about and what's happening.
But you don't have to believe me or the Marine. I have ABC News admitting the Army's training for house-to-house gun confiscation in America, but I don't just believe ABC News. I have shot or been sent video, let's not exaggerate, 100 times in the last 17 years, of Marines training to take Americans' guns. The role players wear John Deere hats and say, this isn't right. That's America. You can't take my gun. And they practice shooting you. And Homeland Security, naturalnews.com, DHS buys 7,000 full auto assault rifles. The story's up at Infowars.com as well. Calls them personal defense weapons on top of tens of thousands of other machine guns, full auto, and the 1.6 plus billion. They've gotten more bullets. It's like 1.6 and then a half million, I guess 1.65 billion now. I mean, and that's in the last 14 months. I mean, they're arming and digging in like it's the end of the world. And I got a clip coming up where an Obama administration official told a senior major fund manager, very well respected, that they're going to kill the dollar. Well, no kidding. We know that's their plan. Do you know what's going to happen when the dollar goes belly up?
Yeah, it's going to be chaos.
It's going to be real bad. Real bad.
The point I was getting is my brother, he saw it from a different perspective, point of view, you know, because a Marine, he saw it as a man that has fought in war. And he said that, my brother, he said that with Alex Jones, you know, he hasn't been in the war, but not that I'm saying that or anything like that, but you know, basically the Marine kind of made him woke him up. But so made me kind of think, like, oh, I'm Alex Jones, like. So I started kind of looking into you, your background and everything. And a lot of things, like in secret societies and all of that. I just had one question. If you knew anything about the Genesis.
The Genesis, there's a lot of stuff called Genesis. This network?
No, it's spelled J-E-S-U-I-T. It's some type of, like, from the Vatican.
Yo, Jesuits.
Jesuits. Yeah, do you know anything about that? That's just a question I
have. Yeah, sure. I'll tell you about the Jesuits on the other side. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305. Or heartandbody.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution calling. Revolution calling.
Revolution calling!
Revolution calling! I'm going to play this clip in a moment. NYPD in D.C., out of their jurisdiction, following a guy down the street, harassing him, grabbing on him, getting in his face. I mean, I'd be like, you're out of your jurisdiction. You got an issue, call the police. And, I mean, let me tell you, physically, you'd have a right to defend yourself if they put their hands on you. I mean, these cops are so out of control, man. So out of control. And I'm just getting to the point where I can't put up with it anymore. I mean, I'd be like, yeah, I'll give you some ID. I want yours. You're out of your jurisdiction. You're in a lot of trouble. It's like when my crew was in Kansas City like 3 years ago to interview William K. Black, one of the former top federal investigators of savings and loan fraud for Obama, a film we were making, Fall of the Republic. You can see the interview in there. They're driving, and they see a Federal Reserve building. So they, well, I'll tell the story in a minute. It makes me sick. I'll tell the story in a minute. By the way, there are a lot of great products that we promote and sell. that Aaron Dykes has used and others just had incredible effects, and I'm on this as well. Root beer belly, an amazing probiotic. Sprinkles, so you can store them. It's not the stuff you got to keep in the refrigerator. And it tastes like root beer. You can put it in water or just eat it like candy. Truly amazing and innovative, like everything Longevity is into. And you can read more about Root Beer Belly at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's InfoWarsHealth.com. Promotes healthy bacteria in the intestines. Contains 5 microcapsulated probiotic strains. Only 4 calories per packet. Tastes great like root beer. 5 times more likely to cultivate than other probiotic supplements. They've got all the studies there on the site. 10 billion innovative probiotic strains included. The time of production, a minimum of 5 billion guaranteed to support your digestive system. Boost your immune carrying, increase overall health. Inhibits the growth of harmful bacteria. Supporting healthy digestive system starts with Root Beer Belly. Available at InfoWarsShop.com or call 888-789. Throw that back on screen for me. I'm going to get that number out. Thanks. Again, I'll give you that number. 888-789-9277. Again, 888-789-9277. And give the InfoWars Health team a call. 888-789-9277. And also, InfoWarsHealth.com has links to all the subpages as well. If you forget InfoWarsHealth.com, you can just go to InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, finishing up with this, and then I'll get into your Jesuit things. It's already went off on this topic. I want to play this mayor clip I was just mentioning earlier. And so my guys just naturally wanted to get a shot of the big 20-story building from a ways back. So they're off the property, and they shoot the building. But not because they were scared to go on private property. It's just, it's got a big open park area. They videotape it. And then they go, what is that? And they go over to the World War I city-owned, the National World War I Memorial. Really interesting. And people in black uniforms with guns show up and say, we're with the Federal Reserve. You've got to leave. Well, who are you? Your security guards. Well, give us your IDs. They do that. Even though I've told them if it's security guard, don't. Then they go, okay, leave now and start putting their hands on their guns. Total color of law. We could have sued them and owned them. We're just too busy fighting the big issues to get diverted off on this. And it just makes me physically sick to see this video. Exclusive journalists accosted by security over Bloomberg gun control questions. It's up on InfoWars.com right now, the video of this from Breitbart, along with attack helicopters let loose with machine gun fire over Miami. Piers Morgan admits defeat in gun control debate. That's playing possum there, ladies and gentlemen. A new article by Watson, the astounding hypocrisy of gun control. The astounding hypocrisy of gun control advocates, a very important article that ties into this. That's all up at InfoWars.com. I'm trying to find the article. I know they posted it. Yeah, it's in the tiles. There it was. So it's in the tiles at the top. Good job, guys. There on InfoWars.com. Journalists are caused by security over Mayor Bloomberg gun control questions. So good. I knew it was posted a while back. So it's from Breitbart, Breitbart.com. Now, this is what needs to happen everywhere, but I'm telling you, if I was there, I'd be like, hey, get your hands off me. I'm just asking a question. That's assault. And then I know the D.C. police wouldn't have done anything, but I'd have called the police to make a record so I could sue them. By the way, I'm still considering suing the TSA and the APD, and I don't just shoot my mouth off. I've sued people before. I don't like it, but when I got to do it, I got to do it. For the Austin cops saying, you go through or you're arrested, and then bowing up and then trying to get them to not let me fly. That guy was just like looking at me like he wanted me to do something physical. Hey, I got a big brain, pal. Okay, if I want to, I'm going to go get the federal suit perfected and sue you and take away your jet ski, okay? But you better know and better be lucky, even though I was assaulted at that airport once by somebody you guys tried to set me up with. I don't know if he, not him particularly, but that it was clearly a setup. Rob Deuce saw it grabbing on me and threatening me, some thug they had in there. I didn't even let the police arrest him, and they were ready to, because I didn't want to have to deal with the trial and stuff. I just said, I forgive you in the name of Jesus, but I wanted it on record you did this. It was all on surveillance tape. The point is that if I threaten to sue somebody, you better believe it's being looked at right now. And I'm telling you, I can't handle it anymore. So we're going to play this video. I'll give you play-by-play fill in the parts that radio listeners can't see. Let's go ahead and roll it. Here it is.
Mayor Bloomberg, how you doing? Jason, I grew up in Brooklyn. Okay, in the spirit of gun control, will you disarm your entire security team?
You'll get right back to you.
You'll get
came
back
over
to me?
Very friendly.
Would you like a sip of my
very
soda?
Friendly body language. They're
Mayor
grabbing
Bloomberg,
on him.
What?
Grabbing on him, dragging him away.
Why can you defend yourself but not
pushing him back?
The majority of Americans. I mean, look at the team of security you got. And you're an advocate for gun control? One, two, three, four, five. I'm counting. There are probably more.
Sir, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
How are you doing? Also stocked in NYPD. Do you have ID on you, sir?
All right, let's hit pause right there. Back it up about 20 seconds for me. Thanks. Imagine NYPD at a U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting in Washington, D.C. How about you're out of your jurisdiction, goon? I know you have stop and frisk checkpoints there, but not all of America's North Korea yet, goon. I'm a TV host, goon. I mean, they follow him for a long period of time here. And even after he gives them the info, it's not enough. I mean, and again, this is illegal what they're doing. Let's continue.
Sorry,
I'm good.
I do. Also stocked in NYPD. Do you have ID on you, sir?
I want to see your ID.
I'm credentialed for this.
May I see it, please? Thank you.
Sure.
Why don't we get over here to the streets?
No. Do you even have jurisdiction?
Yes, I do. Security jurisdiction, absolutely, sir.
No, that's the question. There's nothing
that
I violate.
I'm not saying you do. I'm saying you have a key. That's all. If you have ID, credentials, like...
Hold this.
Thank you very much. Do you have a photo ID, sir? Driver's license.
I'm not going to give you my DC driver's license. Is this standard procedure?
Absolutely.
For the press? Wait, it's standard procedure to be questioned.
Standard procedure in Nazi Germany was to take everybody's property and shoot them in the back of the head. Procedure isn't law. It was procedure for black people to be slaves in this country, but it didn't mean it was right. So your procedure can go straight to the place where the devil dwells. It's called Hades. Let's go back to this travesty.
Members of the press.
Standard procedure ID, sir?
Yeah, it was issued by the conference we were just at.
Well, can I see ID? Photo ID that matches that name, please?
Sure thing.
Thank you, sir.
Goes it to him? Not enough.
You going
to
write it down now?
Oh, no, sorry.
You're going to write it? You're going to write it? Okay. We good?
Thank you very much, sir.
Now they come at him again. Never enough. They want to put him in a database. Cops can put you in a terror database. No judge,
tell me your business when my date of birth is. See, look. We're getting followed. Ask Bloomberg a question, we get followed.
That's what they did to me in New York. Guaranteed the same people. Except they were wearing the windbreakers. Hey, Alex, you planning to do anything? Oh, my gosh. We even got some of it on video. People are like, nobody followed you in New York. Come on, the Don doesn't do. In Chicago, the government's not mafia there either. No. There's no such thing as La Cosa Nostra either. You know, back in the 50s, what was it, 51, 52, they had organized crime hearings with J. Edgar Hoover, who they'd go, you know, give tens of thousands of dollars anytime he wanted to go gamble at the horse tracks, the mafia would. It was a famous way to pay people off. And he said, there's no such thing as organized crime. And he used the term. Congressional record conspiracy theory. That's right. That's right. The conspiracy theory. I mean, it's a game they play. Look, I see through you. It's a con game. Unbelievable. Okay, on the Jesuit thing, the Jesuits were set up, what, in, was it Portugal? By, what was his name, Loyola? And people obsess over, is it the Jews? Is it the Jesuits? Is it the Muslims? Is it the Masons? Is it all big, powerful organizations become corrupt and dominant? The Nazis modeled their system of control with the SS off the Jesuits. I'm not saying the Jesuits taught them to be Nazis. They modeled the black uniforms and the power structure after the system. The guy's asking me about them. What else is it? And you cannot deny that now the Jesuits, who even took over the papacy for a while, until it crushed it, that the Jesuits now today, you're the Pope, promotes world government. And Catholics should you know, really be concerned about how world government and a new world order is being promoted by the Muslims, the Catholics, so many other groups. But then it doesn't exist at the same time. There's also a popular thing that people put out to sell books with zero proof or facts that I am a Jesuit. And it all started about 7 years ago. I was sent emails by prominent people that put forward the Jesuit-only conspiracy saying, you will have me on to promote my book or I will expose you as a Jesuit. Now, the way to get on the show is, here's my book, I think I'd be a great guest. Not, you will have me on or I will expose you. I think they have a name for that. I was like, what kind of weirdness is this? And my family are famous Protestants. And I've told the story a million times, but no one cares. It's easier to not have research or facts to just say, Alex's work is nothing. I say he works for the Pope, so it's true. And it's beyond bizarre. And they don't apologize to me, nothing. They bear false witness and they lie, and I forgive them. Because that's what Jesus Christ, you know, has my teacher and my God has taught me to do, is to forgive petty people that are all screwed up. Just amazing. You know, my ancestors came into Texas and did not like the fact that people were being forced to convert to Catholicism to get Mexican land grants. And so my ancestor, there was William Ayers and David Ayers, but there was also a bunch of others, very famous, you know, raised Colonel Travis's son, the rest of it. I'm not going to even get into my family in Texas history because it's so over the top, people wouldn't even believe it. But you could actually, there's been books written about it if you'd like. In fact, people didn't think I was who I said. They went and got my yearbooks. They went and somehow got my birth certificate, which I guess is fine. The real spelling of Emmerich, not the wrong one on Wikipedia. And now everything else has the wrong spelling. Fans do it with wrong spelling, so they give us the sites, or Facebook has the wrong name. You can't change it. But they, again, COINTELPRO, and I don't think that's what this is just opportunistic money-making, they always just put something out there that can't be proved or disproved completely to demonize someone and make it about the person. When it's not about Alex Jones, the government's trying to take your guns. The government's trying to get rid of the borders and legalize 30 million illegal aliens right now. The government is trying to get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're running TSA checkpoints in Austin right now. And I told you that was coming and I was a kook. Now where I live, the Army shows up at city events and the TSA is out there with guns searching people's bags illegally. But it doesn't matter because I'm supposedly a Pop-Tart Jesuit. Again, people don't fight tyranny. They just say I'm bad. I mean, they've said for 15 years that Genesis, GCNlive.com, is owned by some Saudi Arabian when it's 100% a different Genesis. They've accused Genesis of being the porno magazine Genesis. Ted Anderson, when he first started this network 16 years ago, wanted to have a TV network later, so he called the radio, the beginning of it, Genesis. And it's just mental illness. And people say, no, you are owned by the Saudi Arabians. It's just made up. But then they don't get upset about current TV that actually is run by the Arabs now. You see, so that's how mass mental illness works. All right, so, and that's fine. Not everybody's going to wake up to the tyranny and actually get in the game against the tyranny. They're just going to go down rabbit trails and, you know, this person's bad and that person's bad and sit around anointing who's bad and who's good all day. And it's sad for me, not because I'm being attacked, but because it's sad because these people were never meant to have real discernment or to fight evil. They're tools of corruption and don't even know it. Okay, let's go to this clip here. This is a senior Obama official. We're going to go to this one first. Senior Obama official. We are going to kill the dollar. And Kyle Bass, who knows a thing or two about companies and finance, recently spoke to a senior member of the Obama administration about their planned solutions for fixing the U.S. economy. And Bass is a top fund manager, you know, very well respected. The answer shouldn't surprise you. And let's go ahead and go to that clip now.
You're in charge. You're in charge of this thing called the United States government slash budget, and it gives you political and fiscal authority to do, quote unquote, the right thing.
Yeah.
Would you mark to market balance sheets today and create the economic downside that that would follow? Or would you put in place or attempt to put in place some kind of economic policies to get you to a better place down some theoretical road?
I mean, how do you solve a problem where you're spending 10% of, you know, you're running a 10% fiscal deficit? You're not going to get growth in the absence of private sector credit demand. So the government's idea right now is we're going to export our way out of this. And when I asked a senior member of the Obama administration last week, how are we going to grow exports if we won't allow nominal wage deflation? And he says, we're just going to kill the dollar. And I said, okay, more, you mean? That's the only answer. It's a dead answer, but that's where we're headed.
But see, folks, that's the cover to all of this. Because they know nothing can ever compete with suicide factories, with suicide nets up around them at the dorms. No one can compete with forced abortions in the factory. No one. They've got regulations here where we can't even compete with Mexico or India. Okay? You know, they pay to ship the jobs overseas. This is a way. All we had left was our dollar to buy all these goods. That's going to go. It's all been engineered. It's all been planned out so the Chinese money and the Rothschild money and the globalist money can pour back in and buy everything up. We're going to come back with another stunning clip.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Way is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We'll be right back. they start having armies show up at events where I live, at the park, and TSA, because they said they would. And I remember shooting video for Martial Law in 1999, actually for the film Police State 2000. And, again, people saw the footage and thought it was fake, that I had hired the Coronado to land in San Francisco, hovercraft, helicopters, it had to be computer. No way Marines were training to kill Americans and take their guns. You know, they were doing interrogation. Where'd you get the gun, the helmet? Oh, I got it from San Francisco. I'm part of the militia. People said this can't be real. They weren't ready in 1999. And then I was sent footage from all over the country of the Boy Scouts, like 12-year-olds training, coming out to the Marines and going, what do your parents have in the house? Well, he's got three rifles and two handguns. Good job. Kids in white T-shirts riding around Hebron, Maryland. And then the Marines come over with guns and say, turn your cameras off. I mean, this is America. And then I had the Army try to set me up and... It's so insane. Mike Hansen saw it. I mean, who would believe I went to Brooksville, Florida, and you're in the woods, and a guy jumps out because you're trying to film the military do gun confiscation drills in the town, and a guy jumps out and tries to set the woods on fire to blame you. And you're like stomping it out and then having to grab the guy and say, I'm going to, you know, physically beat you up if you don't do this. And then doom buggies show up and all this stuff. And then you go talk to locals, and they go, I've been told not to talk to you. The Army came door to door. I mean, it's like a movie, folks. The government is evil, okay? I tried to expose all this, and they were ready to burn things down and blame me. With special forces. Now, the military isn't bad people. I actually woke them up by doing that. The point is that we're in trouble. Listen to this on CBS News. They have people on. This is just this weekend. It's every day you see this. Saying it's time to give up on the Constitution. Well, that's nothing. Some of these shows badmouth the founders. These people are collaborators. The full video is up at Law Professor on CBS says, let's give up on the Constitution. Here's that clip.
I've got a simple idea. Let's give up on the Constitution.
How about you go to hell?
I know. It sounds radical.
I know you're a traitor.
But it's really not.
I know I'm a sack of crap.
Constitutional disobedience is as American as apple pie. For example, most of our greatest presidents... Jefferson, Lincoln, Wilson, and both Roosevelts had doubts about the Constitution, and many of them disobeyed it when it got in their way. To be clear, I don't think we should give up on everything in the Constitution. The Constitution has many important and inspiring provisions.
That's enough.
But we should obey...
See, this is the spin. Jefferson said it wasn't enough protections, and so did the others. Lincoln was the one that went absolutely hog wild and was a tyrant. It was Abraham Lincoln that arrested all of his opposition and let the army rob everything, even in the North. I mean, they use it as a power grab. Oh, man. And again, I'm not saying the South was good either. It was all manipulated by British intelligence. See, it's not one side's good, other side's bad usually. Usually it's more complex than that. And Lincoln actually thought he was doing good. I've actually read his writings. The guy owned nothing, wanted to own nothing. He was a very, very strange person. His wife was into the occult. I mean, this guy's a weirdo, man. Probably the weirdest president we've ever had. I mean, a real weirdo. The point is, go read... Oh, it doesn't even matter. People are like, well, what, he ended slavery? He said, I don't want to end slavery. He did that at the end. It was not about slavery. Slavery was already being phased out because whites in the South figured out slaves were being used to leverage them and keep them as sharecroppers. Anyways... Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go into overdrive. Your calls are coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.